In today's international report, we go to Spain, where this week there are two classical matches. Barcelona and Real Madrid face off Thursday evening in the Spanish Cup ahead of a league encounter on Saturday. We have this special report from Andy May.
There's still Lionel Messi, but no Cristiano Ronaldo. El Clasico's a changed beast this season. For many who love football, however, it remains the best club match in the world, and that was before Manchester United and Liverpool drew 0-0 at the weekend in the Premier League. Former Spain international and Barcelona midfielder Gaisca Mendieta admits players are almost forced to ignore their other fixtures when a Clasico's on the horizon.
I would lie if I say it was like any other game, because the atmosphere is unbelievable, having the Camp Nou, the Bernabeu full, having supporting you or booing you. It's unbelievable what sort of atmosphere is there. But also in terms of the build-up, for weeks before the match, you're talking about El Clásico, you're trying to focus on what you have next, which is not El Clásico, it's other games. You try to bring down the actual tension and intensity of the mentality of the game. And as a player, it's hard to put into words what actually is.
The first of two Barca-Madrid clashes in a week is Wednesday evening at the Santiago Bernabeu in the semi-finals of the Copa del Rey. The first leg at Camp Nou finished 1-1. Malcolm for the hosts cancelled out a sixth-minute opener for Real Madrid from Lucas Vazquez. Even though there are a guaranteed four Clásicos this season, possibly five or six considering the Champions League, it's never dull, not with an estimated 500 million plus worldwide consuming through television and via digital means.
It's the game you dream of playing, to be involved in, to play against the best players in the world in such an amazing atmosphere, in such an amazing and historical stadium. So it's not probably other game in the world, maybe finals, like World Cup or Champions League, but no other game can bring you or give you what El Clásico gives you. Fan supporting, following up in terms of media, rivalry, history. You're there to play against the best players in the world and you want to beat them because you want to be better than them. So, yeah, it ticks all the boxes as a dream, as a kid.
The Copa del Rey is the first opportunity for a big title within Europe or Spain this season for either club, but of course only one side can progress to the final. Santiago Solari and Ernesto Valverde's sides are both still in the Champions League, which is a competition Madrid have won for the past three seasons. During this time, Barcelona have dominated La Liga, being crowned winners at the end of three of the last four campaigns. It's highly likely Barca will make it four in five. They're currently 7 points clear of Atletico Madrid in second, with 13 matches remaining, 9 points clear of Real Madrid. Barcelona won the last Clásico in the league 5-1.
Clásico, I think, always brings something else to the table, whether if it's the difference, whether if it's the momentum that any team is bringing into it. I think the fact that the 9 points now, it might bring that bridge bigger or closer. Personally, I don't think obviously it makes difference because the number of points. In terms of confidence and morale for each team, especially Real Madrid, it might have more impact. In the way if Barca wins the Clásico, I think it might push a bit further Real Madrid in terms of confidence, in the way Madrid might focus more in the Champions League. If Madrid wins, I think, again, it's more the morale that it might make them believe that actually is possible than if actually they lose it. I think Barca is slightly favourite for me in terms of the run that they bring in, results, performance. Madrid being a bit more unstable in the way they've been getting the results and the way they've been performing, depending a lot on individuality rather than the team. I think if Barca not been far from it in terms of team performance, it's been a bit more consistent throughout the season, and I think that gives a bit of advantage. But to give a result, I don't know, say 2-1 for Barca, there's always going to be goals, I think, in the way both not defending the best, and the way the strikers and the attacking sides are performing recently, I expect goals from both sides.
For the cup game, first up, Madrid's captain Sergio Ramos returns from suspension, but Isco's still out with a back problem. And for Barca, there's no Arthur. Be sure this week to keep across our website at rfienglish.com for all the latest on two Clásicos. Reporting for RFI, this is Andy May.